book for kids back then. So I made dumb mistakes, got into trouble because I was too stubborn to know better, and did things I wish I could forget. I'm going to tell you about some of those things in this book. Maybe you'll laugh at my boneheaded behavior, but that's okay, as long as you end up smarter than I was at your age. The O'Reilly Factor for Kids is a survival guide. It will give you an edge in facing the challenges of this crazy but exciting time in your life. And that edge will make your life easier. What does an adult know? Well, I have a career that's lots of fun and makes me lots of money. I've also never forgotten what it was like to be a teenager. No one does. You may have seen me on my daily TV program, The O'Reilly Factor, or heard me on the radio. If you have, you know I tell it straight, no matter what. And I make sure my guests tell the truth, too. Telling yourself the truth is going to be one of the hardest jobs in your teenage years. I'll show you how. Now, I'm as honest in this guide as I am on the air. No sugarcoating. This is straight stuff. At this stage of my life, I know who I am, and best of all, I know how to choose friends I can trust and stay away from people who are poison. I want you to have the same kind of knowledge, and I want you to have it now so you can get on top of life earlier than I did. I spent years making stupid decisions, even in adult life, but somehow I made it through all the mistakes. Now I know that even though I've achieved success, I could have done much better along the way. And I'm determined to show you how to do that. But the O'Reilly Factor for Kids is not just about me. This book is really all about you, about finding the courage and willpower to be who you really are, about standing up for yourself, about doing the smartest thing. Did you notice what I said? The smartest thing? This guide is not necessarily about what's right and what's wrong. It's about using your head. So please, listen up.
Eyewitness Report. I've lost one of my best friends. She meant everything to me. I feel as if I'm missing a part of myself without her. Melissa, in Tennessee. I'm a 15-year-old high school student who is quite happy with my life, except for the fights that my friends get me into. Sarah, in Ohio. I like to play softball, and the only problem is boys. They can be so irritating. And yet so interesting. Deanna in California. My biggest problem is girls. They are, oh, so confusing. Eric in Tennessee. Friends. Almost everybody watched the TV show Friends on NBC. Unfortunately, some kids think that's what real friends are like. Of course, we can learn a lot of things from our friends on television, but sitcoms are very different from real life. In real life, true friends stand by you when things get rough. If you get sick or have a tragedy in your family, your real friends will be there to listen and to help. Sure, they do that in the TV program, but the tragedies those characters experience last only 23 minutes. Yours will last much longer, so your friends will have to last much longer, too. TV friends are also always fooling around. You can't do that in real life. There will be times when you will have to do some very difficult things. If you have friends who will help you, you'll be a lot better off.
My story. I once had a friend in high school whom I confided in. This guy and I had known each other since first grade, and we were pretty solid. At least I thought we were. Freshman year is always tough because you're the youngest in the high school and are trying to figure out the program. There was this dance I wanted to go to, but I didn't want to go alone. I wanted some guys to hang out with so the girls would think I was cool, you know. So I asked my friend, who was usually up for this kind of thing, if he would come along. But he said he couldn't go. I said okay and found a couple of other guys to go with me. But when we arrived at the hop, that's what we called it back then, I couldn't believe my eyes. My so-called friend, who told me he couldn't go to the dance, was out there doing the twist like a madman. What was up with that? So I cornered this guy later on, and he admitted that some of the guys he went to the dance with didn't like me. So he didn't want me around. If that situation had happened in a TV sitcom, everybody would have made up and had a few laughs. But life is no sitcom. I never trusted that guy again and rarely spoke to him.